It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
The Roundhouse here in Hiawatha, home of the Redhawks, where we get a tune-up matchup with Jeff West as both these teams wrap up their regular seasons here tonight and get set for sub-state basketball openers coming up later on in the week. A very nice and very warm, considering what it has been over the last couple of weeks, a very nice last couple of days here weather-wise across northeast Kansas, and we're excited to bring you some high school hoops here tonight on KNZA, also dialed in on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, alongside Paige Mueller, Leah Kessler here with the Hiawatha channel, Seth Tollefson, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman. Final game of the regular season for both the Redhawks and the Tigers of Jefferson West. Again, Paige Mueller alongside, a few minutes until we get the girls' game tipped up here, and again, both these teams, they have their sub-state quarterfinal matchup set for Thursday night. Jeff West will be on the road at Atchison County. Hiawatha will be at home against West Franklin, but again, these two teams played a very good game back in mid-January. Now they close out the regular season trying to find some positive momentum going into the playoffs starting this week.
Hiawatha is facing two teams they're not super familiar with West Franklin and Osage City. You know, they haven't played them in who knows how long, to be honest, and I think they're kind of ready for a new challenge. We were talking earlier, the Big East League is a face, to say the least. They are very good for a small school league. And for Hiawatha, it's going to be a challenge to see the different defensive styles because they're so used to the ones around here.
Well, tell me what you've seen from Hiawatha. Let's start with them. You know, first-year head coach Stacy Jasper, 9 years as an assistant, now the head coach. And, you know, this Redhawks team, they have their first double-digit win season since 3 years ago. They had won 9 games apiece each of the last 2 years. 3 seasons ago, they won 13 games. Right now, they sit here at 10-8. They went about 500, 4-5 to be exact, in that rugged Big East, as we talked about. They were off to a scorching start, but went on a little bit of a skid. They lost 5 straight, but since then, back-to-back wins. So we talk about picking up a little bit of momentum. I think the Redhawks right now are doing that and are going to try to continue to do that with their game tonight with Jeff West.
Hiawatha has a dynamic duo in Aaliyah Contreras and Kylie Nelson. And for Aaliyah, it is senior night, so I can just kind of feel the momentum. She's going to want to play good. She's going to want to get this win. And the rest of the teammates, they want to kick off right before sub-state. They felt not so good losing to Holton, losing to St. Mary's, 2 games that they were in it for a while. That Holton game got away from them, but that St. Mary's game, they were right there, and St. Mary's just very good basketball team pulled away. So for Hiawatha, getting those wins against Sabetha and Riverside, a big booster for the Redhawks.
Jeff West comes in with a record of 7-11. They are 4-6 in Big East League play. Of course, now a non-league tilt here to wrap up the regular season. They have split their last six games, I should say, going 3-3 in that span. We step aside for a timeout. The starting lineups and the tip-off is coming your way next.
Simica, Rainbow Communications is excited to provide an update on their ongoing fiber network upgrade. 68% of the mainline construction is completed, with the core infrastructure for high-speed internet well on its way to being finished. Additionally, over 55% of the drops to individual customer homes have been installed, ensuring many of you are already set up to connect directly to the new network. This Simica fiber upgrade will bring faster, more reliable internet to support streaming, remote work, online learning, and more. Rainbow Communications is committed to keeping you informed as progress is made.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Bob Schwartz
Looking
Financial,
to buy
we believe
or sell
that your
real
values
estate
shape
in
your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final game of the regular season for both Jefferson West and Hiawatha. Girls game about to tip things up, and let's get you tonight's starting lineups. And we start with Jefferson West and first-year head coach Justin Schwinn, a record of 7-11. They went 4-6 in league play, and they'll start like this here tonight in the roundhouse. Harriet Dean, the 5'7 sophomore, averaging 9 points, nearly 4 rebounds a game. Their leading scorer in the backcourt is a 5'6 senior in Kaylee Heinen, at just north of 11 points per game. Olivia Meyer, another senior in the backcourt. She is 5'3". Not much production in terms of points, but averaging nearly 2 rebounds a game. Addison Schwinn down low, a forward, a 5'10 junior. Nearly 5 points and 5 rebounds at tilt. And another forward is a 5'8 junior, Kobe Noel, averaging 4.5 points and nearly 6 rebounds per game. So again, for Jeff West, it is Dean, Heinen, Meyer, Schwinn, and Noel. For Stacey Jasper, first-year head coach for the Redhawks, the record of 10-8, they went 4-5 in Big East League play. It is senior night here in the roundhouse, and only two seniors of note, that is Danny Morton and Aaliyah Contreras. Remaining starting lineup, Kylie Nelson, a sophomore, Claire Twombly, a junior, and Kenzie Nelson, a junior as well. Kylie, the leading scorer at 16 points per game, or Kenzie Nelson, I should say, the leading rebounder, along with 6.5 points per, averaging again most rebounds on the team at about 8 per contest. So for Stacey Jasper again, it's Morton, Nelson, Contreras, Twombly, and Nelson. So you've got Kylie and Kenzie both out there here tonight. Opening tip-off, it's brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Get a packed house, the full crew on hand here on KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel, the Redhawks and the home whites. Jeff West in the all-black road uniforms, and the Tigers going left to right have the opening possession of tonight's regular season finale. Heinen, a hard drive from the left wing, threw it up off the window, and on the rebound attempt, it was tipped out of bounds and last touched by Hiawatha. So Jeff West continuing on their opening possession here, 10 seconds in, no score. Jeff West averaging 41.4 points per game. Hiawatha giving up 44.7 points per game on the defensive end. Here is Heinen again, leading scorer for the Tigers at just north of 11 per game. Redhawks again, getting inside. Heinen, a nice pass. Noel, now a short J on the way. This one is rattled in there by Harriet Dean and the sophomore. It's Jeff West on the board first, 2-0, and they come out in a press defense, a 2-2-1 variety. First offensive possession here for the Redhawks. They average 43.4 points per game. Nice bounce pass to the right side. Here's Twombly along two, and she got it to go. So both teams getting on the board with their first possession here tonight in a 2-2 tie. Little half-court press here by the Redhawks. Jeff West gets it into the front court again from left to right. Here's Heinen with it, high right. Now a left side pass to Olivia Meyer. They dump it down low to Noel. Quickly double, spins into the paint, tried to put a hard bounce in. It's knocked away in a steal. Turnover by Jeff West all the way. Layup good. Through a couple of bodies, Kylie Nelson. Back-to-back buckets by the Redhawks, and they have their first lead at 4-2. We have played a minute 20 in this first quarter. Good pace here to start as both these teams again, their final games of the regular season. Here's a nice move inside by Harriet Dean. Left her shot short in the paint. Now fighting for the rebound attempt. Should be a jump ball. And the possession arrow, I believe, is going to give it back to Hiawatha.
The first time these two teams played down in Meriden, it was a very defensive, well-defensive played game. Hiawatha struggled against the full-court press, but once they were able to break it, Jeff West struggled to regain the defensive momentum.
Yeah, January 17th, they last played, and it was Hiawatha getting that win 48-41, trying to add to their 4-2 lead in and out on a three, but an offensive rebound for Aaliyah Contreras, and she's fouled on the putback attempt, which is going to put her at the free throw line. We get our first foul of the game at 6:10 to go in the quarter, and it's on Kaylee Heinen. The leading scorer for Jeff West picks up her first foul. Contreras, 52% at the line this season. And the first one, no good. As a team, Hiawatha, they hit the free throw at about 56% this season. High arcing, that one good for Aaliyah Contreras. She goes 1-for-2 and has her first point tonight in a 5-0 run here by the Red Hawks. They lead it 5-2. Noelle quickly on the right block. Nice little step through, but she left the shot short. And a rebound defensively by Kylie Nelson and the Red Hawks. Trying to add to this 5-0 run and 5-2 lead here early on in this first quarter. Nobody stops the ball. And going all the way to the rack for two was Kylie Nelson from the left wing. Now a 7-0 run and a 7-2 lead. And that's going to be a travel right in front of midcourt as Heinen took one too many steps in the second turnover on Jeff West. Red Hawks here at home off to a good start.
Hiawatha so far at home has had a couple of tough losses, especially in the early of the season, but lately the Roundhouse has been fortunate for the Redhawks.
Here's Kylie Nelson, the sophomore, 4 points here already in the quarter. They work at left side. Contreras puts it on the dribble, gets in the lane, took a lot of contact, and she draws another foul. And this one on Colby Noel, the 5'8 junior, team foul number 2, and for Noel, her first foul here tonight. We'll see Addison Williams into the game, a normal starter for the Red Hawks, but again, senior night, so Danny Morton getting the start here on the home floor. Looks like they called the foul on the floor, so it will be Nelson to throw it in. This is Kylie, left side of her own backboard, dumps it into the corner to Addison Williams, who just checked in. Now they set it up for Kylie, a deep three, and bottoms. Kylie Nelson. She shoots a lot of threes. That was her 44th make of the year on her 147th attempt of the year, right at about 30%, and now a 10-0 run here for the Red Hawks, leading now 10-2. Good start here for the Red Hawks, and now a foul on the drive-in side by Olivia Meyer. This is our first Red Hawks foul at about 3 minutes in. This one on Kylie Nelson. And Hiawatha had a 5-game losing streak, but since then they have won their last two games, most recently at Riverside last Friday night, 50-45. Here is Meyer with it. In between the rings out high, left side pass to Heinen on the wing. Goes baseline, quickly cut off by a double team. Nicely played there. Now a right side pass to Dean. She puts it on the dribble, had it knocked away, out of bounds. And it's last touched by Hiawatha, so the Tigers will keep it. As we're just north of 3 minutes into this game, and right now the Red Hawks still surging on a 10-0 run. They lead it 10-2. First double-digit win season for the Red Hawks in 3 years. And Heinen hesitated on a three from the left corner, left it short, but an offensive rebound for Olivia Meyer, and then it was taken away by Kylie Nelson. Third turnover by Jeff West. Here's Contreras. They don't pick her up. She'll fire a three, and she knocks it down. And Jeff West has no choice but to call a timeout. The second triple of the quarter. And 4 points now for Aaliyah Contreras. A timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 4:28 left to go. First quarter. The Red Hawk girls, a 13-0 run. They lead it 13-2 here on KNZA.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Timeouts all year long on KNCA, brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Again, Seth Tollefson, our studio producer, alongside Leah Page here for the Hiawatha Channel. I'm Brandon Tamman here on KNCA, the Red Hawk girls here at home, in the middle of a 13-0 run here in the first quarter, leading Jeff West 13-2. Jeff West trying to figure something out here on the offensive end out of the timeout. They have it set up top here with Emmy Dean, the freshman who has checked into the game. A right side pass to Heinen, taken away, another steal. Fourth turnover by Jeff West. Now Contreras losing it underneath in transition, and it skipped out of bounds. And Hiawatha, their first turnover of the game. as we are right at about the halfway point here in this first quarter.
Hiawatha is averaging about 14 turnovers a game, with Jeff West about 19. So for Hiawatha, they can pick up on those bad passes by Jeff West. They should be successful in the 3-2 zone they have on right now.
Yeah, Jeff West has had some issues with this zone here in this first quarter. Active hands by the Red Hawks. A drive by Harriet Dean, and she is held inside, and a foul against Hiawatha. This one against Addison Williams. That is team foul number 2. So Jeff West to throw it in underneath their own backboard. Harriet Dean will do the honors there. Danny Morton, the senior, back into the game, replacing the sophomore and leading scorer, Kylie Nelson, is off to a hot start with 7 points here in this first quarter. Jeff West just trying to break this current 13-0 run by the Red Hawks. Here's Heinen driving in, looking for Noel. Kicked it out right. Here's a deep three. That's good. Harriet Dean ends the run at 13-0. And Dean's got all five here for Jeff West. And it's now 13-5, Hiawatha.
When Hiawatha can get their two scorers going, they're having trouble losing right now with Nelson on the bench. Contreras is our leading scorer on the floor with about 10 a game.
Well, we mentioned Hiawatha going 3-2 here zone. On the defensive end, Jeff West right now sitting in a 2-3. Contreras, no hesitation, a deep. That was probably NBA range, and she knocked it down from straight away. The second three for Aaliyah Contreras, her 36th made three of the year. They get that one right back. It's 16-5 Red Hawks, 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Noel, dumped down, quickly triple-teamed on the block, spinning through, up and under, and that is good. Colby Noel. Nicely played through the triple team there, and another bucket for Jeff West. Redhawks lead at 16-7 at 2:40 to go. They don't stop Contreras on the drive. She nearly got it to go, but the rebound off the miss by Colby Noel. Jeff West finally getting a stop, although Contreras would probably tell you she would make that 9 times out of 10. Here's a skip pass right side to Emmy Dean. They go back down, a post touch by Addison Schwinn, and she is tied up quickly. And the possession arrow back to the Red Hawks, I believe. Nope, it'll be Jeff West ball.
You were close.
Well, I mean,
50-50
to
shot.
My credit, the player started shifting back the other way, so just off the original look. But nonetheless, not a turnover there. Jeff West keeping a deep three on the way. It is an air ball, and that goes out of bounds as Emmy Dean was wide open at the top of the key. But again, just kind of grazed the bottom of the rim at best. And Hiawatha gets it back with a 9-point lead at 2:19 to go in this opening quarter. Two first-year head coaches, but both with a lot of coaching experience under their belts. Stacy Jasper for the Red Hawks, Justin Schwinn for Jeff West. Contreras again to the rack, and the Tigers are having all sorts of issues trying to stop this senior, Aaliyah Contreras, who now has 9 points here in the quarter. She's outscoring Jeff West by herself right now. It's now 18-7 Red Hawks. Right side pass to Schwinn in the corner. Now Heinen gets a good look for three. Hits high off the heel. Fighting for the rebound. And they're going to get it on Jefferson West on the rebound attempt. A lot of bodies in there. Let's see who the foul is on. And they get it on Colby Noel. And that's going to be her second foul. And team foul number 3 on the Tigers. As Kenzie Nelson is back into the game for Hiawatha, they will... I was going to say, right now, Noel still on the floor, although Megan Malone is set to check in on the next dead ball. They get it to Kenzie Nelson on the right elbow. She goes to work, gets inside, and kicks it back out to Contreras. The heat check is not there from the left wing, and a rebound off the miss by Addison Schwinn for Jeff West. Down to minute 25 to go in this opening quarter. Hot start offensively for the Redhawks, leading 18-7. 9 points from Contreras and 7 from Kylie Nelson. Heinen has it. Right side pass to Emmy Dean. Works it back top of the circle. Now Schwinn dumps it down. Noel had it knocked away, but Emmy Dean able to get it back. A long two on the way. Hits off the rim to the right side. No good. Aaliyah Contreras, her second rebound, and she launches a pass up the floor. Danny Morton wide open, but too much on it. And it goes out of bounds for the Red Hawks' second turnover of the game.
Senior to senior, they want to get that open pass. It was a good look on the fast break. Just Hiawatha, when they get the fast break, they like to get the layup. And fortunately for them, just a missed look there.
Well, Jeff West, they got 57 seconds and counting here in this first quarter. 18-7 is the Red Hawks' lead. Emmy Dean trapped up top, gets it off to Heinen. 1 foot Her off one foot and a one-handed floater in the lane drops through for Kaylee Heinen. That makes it 18-9. Her first bucket tonight. Now 40 seconds left here for the Redhawks. And a forced turnover by Megan Malone. Good defense on Kylie Nelson along the sideline. And Nelson stepped out of bounds, and the Redhawks turn it over for a third time. Jeff West, they get a stop here. They got 37.5 seconds to go in this first quarter. Here's Heinen into the front court. Morton was on defensively. Now they get a post touch. Megan Malone working through a couple defenders. Now a left corner jump shot. That's good by Harriet Dean, who's quietly up to 7 points. And it's 18-11. And now another turnover by Hiawatha. And up the floor, 2-on-1. Heinen missed the shot, trying to get her own rebound. Had it ripped away, and it's going to be a jump ball. Well, Heinen thought she was fouled. And on the possession arrow on the jump ball, it's going to go back to Hiawatha.
It was a really good job by Jeff West getting the offensive rebound after the probably not so often missed by Heinen, as she's averaging quite a few points per game.
Here is Nelson on a drive with just a few seconds left in the quarter, and she draws a foul going to the rack, and she's going to shoot two now with 2.1 seconds left. And the foul was on Harriet Dean, her first team fourth. And just 2 seconds left here for the sophomore, Kylie Nelson, at the line. And her first free throw is no good. Well, this sophomore and Kylie Nelson playing at an all-league level, 16 points per game. She gets you more than 2 steals and nearly 5 rebounds as well. She missed the second, and it's tipped out to Emmy Dean and doesn't have enough time to get a shot off at midcourt. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter. A 13-0 run for the Redhawks. Highlighted that first 8 minutes, and here at home they lead Jeff West by a score of 18-11. Second quarter action after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton. Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNCA, brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Seth Tollefson, Paige Mueller, Leah Kessler, Brandon Tabman, all with you. And as we start the second quarter, a turnover right out the gate for Jeff West. Not even 10 seconds in. Redhawks an 18-11 advantage. They have 9 points so far from Aaliyah Contreras. Kylie Nelson with 7. Contreras tried a deep left wing 3, and it gets into the hands of Emmy Dean, and she wants to push the tempo. Pulls up from 17 straight away. That hits high off the heel, tipped out of bounds. And last touch by the Redhawks underneath, so Jeff West will keep the possession. Not quite 30 seconds into this second quarter, trailing by 7. Jeff West trying to dissect this defense. Nice ball fake by Ashley Mosier. Steps into a jump shot. Hit the rim 3 times and fell off. And into the hands of Hiawatha's Michaela Williams, who has checked into the game. Here's another Contreras 3. This time not there from the same spot on the last possession, but an offensive rebound by Twombly to keep it alive. Redhawks, with the combination of Kylie Nelson and Aaliyah Contreras, they shoot a lot of threes. Here is Williams, second chance, beautiful pass inside, but the shot was missed by Twombly. She got her own miss, and then that shot was blocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with the Redhawks. A 13-0 run for Hiawatha in that first quarter. The highlight there, and the dominance by Contreras and Kylie Nelson leading that charge. Right now it's a 7-point lead for the Redhawks. Here is the mentioned Kylie Nelson, who threw up a wild shot driving to her right. from the right elbow. She got bumped, threw it up, got the foul called, and she'll shoot two. Foul was on Olivia Meyer, her first, and team foul number one of the quarter. Here's Kylie Nelson again, her second trip to the line. She went 0 for 2 the first time around, and this time she knocked it down and has 8 points here in the first half.
Kylie is a 58% free throw shooter. She has shot 114 free throws on the year. And even the casual basketball watcher can admit that's impressive.
Yeah, no doubt. She takes a lot of shots, and not just talking free throws, and just a sophomore, but again, averaging about 16 a game. She made the second, and now a foul here in the front court. As the Redhawks lead is 9, Michaela Williams, the freshman, picking up that foul, her first. And the first foul on Hiawatha here in quarter number 2. The 9-point lead, the Redhawks' largest lead here in this first half, has been 11. Jeff West scored the first basket of the game. They have not led since. There's another bad pass, another turnover by Jeff West. Here's a 2-on-1 break. Contreras able to save it into the hands of Kenzie Nelson. And now here's Kylie for 3. Hits the rim, falls off. Battle for it in the paint. Picked up by Kenzie Nelson. Couple of offensive rebounds and second chance opportunities and another hard drive by Kylie Nelson, and she's going right back to the free throw line for 2. Aggressive by the sophomore. Third trip to the line here in the first half. And that is on Colby Noel. That is her third foul. And she's probably going to be heading to the bench here as Kylie Nelson's first free throw is off the mark. No good. Noel has to come out. Jeff West not a big team. Noel, one of the few true forwards that they have, and now has to saddle up with 3 fouls. Second free throw good by Kylie Nelson. She is 3 for 6 at the line in this first half. She's the first player into double figures with 10, and that's the lead right now for the Redhawks at 21-11, not quite 2 minutes into this second quarter. Both teams have been zoned primarily defensively in the first half. There's a nice entry pass, but trying to fight out of some trouble is Megan Malone. And now a short jump shot is missed, but offensive rebound to keep it alive by Megan Malone. So now Jeff West, a second chance opportunity here. Right side pass into the corner with Schwinn. Back up top, Mosier put it on the dribble, but before that, she shuffled the feet and turned it over. That is 8 first half turnovers by Jeff West. We've played exactly 2 minutes in this second quarter, and the Redhawks get it back with their 10-point lead. Well, they don't mark Kylie Nelson for 3, not the right idea, but she couldn't make them pay, and a rebound off the miss by Megan Malone. Slowly into the front court from left to right. This is Ashley Mosier. They get it into the corner. Now a nice dump down pass, shot up off the window is good. That was by Megan Malone. That is her first points of the half, and it's 21-13 as Kylie Nelson gets right inside and scores again. Right at the bucket, off the window on the right block. She's got 12 to lead all scores, the lead back to 10. Here's Heinen left side. Gets it back on the right wing here. Puts it on the dribble by Contreras. Nice move. Couldn't make the shot. And a rebound off the miss by Kenzie Nelson. Her second rebound of the half. She wants to push. That should be a charge, and it is. Clear as day.
Hopefully, Jeff West player is all right. She took a tough foul there. Kenzie Nelson, she is a very, very good driver into the post. She's not afraid to put her body on the line either. She is, for Hiawatha, the highest rebounder, and you can see why. Her physicality and her tenacity to get in the paint.
Still trying to determine which of the Jeff West players are down who took the brunt of that heat, and that was the junior Ashley Mosier who gets up. Little smile on her face. Appears to be okay, but she'll come off for now. Not quite 3 minutes into this second quarter, a game that has been led ultimately the most of the way so far by Hiawatha against Jeff West. They scored the first bucket of the game, but then the Redhawks proceeded to go on a 13-0 run. They've led by as many as 11, but right now it's at 10 at 23-13, and now under 5 minutes and counting in this first half. Straightaway 3, Addison Schwinn hit off the right side of the rim, tipped into the hands of Aaliyah Contreras, her third rebound to go along with 9 points. Here is Kenzie Nelson, got a look inside, wasn't a great shot, but tried to fight through some trees, and that one no good, rebound for Jeff West. So here's Heinen, head of the circle, left side pass to Harriet Dean. Now into the corner it goes with Addison Schwinn. Works it back to the wing, now back up top to Emmy Dean. Right side, this is Harriet, puts it on the dribble, back up top to Emmy. Still that 3-2 zone here for the Redhawks. They get it in the paint. Nice left side kick. Schwinn got a look. Extra pass. Heinen a three. Buried it. Maybe the best offensive possession for Jeff West tonight, as that is the 23rd made three of the year for Kaylee Heinen. And it's a 23-16 Redhawks lead. It's now at 7. We're halfway into the second quarter. Here is Kenzie Nelson back up top on the right wing. So we have seen Hiawatha go 3-2 defensively. Jeff West, they continue to go 2-3. And I think it's going to be a travel call. It is inside. Kenzie Nelson got it on the block and tried to shimmy through a couple defenders, but just drug the pivot foot enough for now the sixth turnover here on Hiawatha in the half.
Jeff West is doing a really good job of triple-teaming almost Kenzie in the paint, forcing her not to get clean looks. So props to the Tigers for collapsing their defense.
Well, both teams really have not allowed easy paint touches throughout the course of this half. Jeff West with it, still trying to chip away. They're down 7. Pass to Heinen inside, tipped away. Another Jeff West turnover, 9th of the game. And 4th of the quarter as Contreras got through a couple of bodies and got it up and in off the window. 11 points in the half for Aaliyah Contreras. That is north of her average on the season already. It's back to a 9-point game at 25-16 Redhawks. Into the corner, there's a post touch and a quick double team. Heinen gets a look from the right wing. Long two, that one's off the heel. And a rebound for Aaliyah Contreras. And her pass up the floor to Kylie Nelson is taken away. 7 turnovers now on the Redhawks. Here's a long two straight away, and that one is good by Emmy Dean. Stepped into that one just in front of the three-point arc, and it's now 25-18. It's back to 7. Here's Contreras, wide open in the corner for 3. That one a little bit strong. Heinen chasing that rebound down in the corner. And a whistle and a tie-up there. Good job by Contreras to ultimately earn that possession back for Hiawatha. Get a sub into the game. Claire Twombly is back in for Hiawatha. Jeff West have split their last 6 games, 3-3 over that stretch. Hiawatha with a win tonight would take a 3-game win streak into their sub-state quarterfinal later this week. There's a miss and a rebound and a third opportunity here. Another shot. This time it's not there. Finally cleared away by Emmy Dean. So multiple opportunities there. And now Contreras comes away with a steal. She's batted to the floor. And a wild sequence here. And they're going to say that Hiawatha went over the mid-court line. That did not appear to be the case. Paige Mueller.
I think everyone
the fans were moaning and groaning on that one. But that was just a wild sequence all the way around.
And even that offensive possession before that one was just kind of messy. So.
That was probably the messiest 30 seconds we've had in this first half.
Yeah.
25-18, Jeff West trailing with the ball. Here's a long two from the left corner. That's good by Harriet Dean, who's now up to 9 points here in the first half. And this is the closest Jeff West has been since probably midway through the first quarter. It's 25-20. Wobbly inside, kicks it back out to Addison Williams. Looks back to the head coach and Stacey Jasper for the play call. Now Heinen got a hand on it and a steal. And then it's knocked away out of bounds. Jeff West fans wanted a foul. They didn't get it. So it goes turnover v. turnover. Hiawatha kind of fortunate maybe to get that possession back.
You can kind of feel the rivalry getting sparked here right now. Both of these teams are not super big fans of each other, and they're not super close. But over the recent couple classes here versus Hiawatha and Jeff West, it has been a matchup to see.
Down to 95 seconds left here in this first half of play. Redhawks have led a majority of it, but now it's been trimmed to 5 at 25-20. Kenzie Nelson, nice move to her left. High off the window, but fell off no good. Rebound for Jeff West and Emmy Dean, and now a whistle and a foul. It's going to go on Kenzie Nelson. That's going to be her 2nd, and a team foul number 2 on the Redhawks here. A chance for Jeff West to get a little bit closer, down by only 5. Trailed by as many as 11 here in the first half. Heinen quickly finding some pace into the front court. They go left side to Harriet Dean. Skips it up top to Heinen. Here's a post touch. Good left side kick, but taking that pass is Kylie Nelson on a steal. She read it beautifully. She still has it. Launching a pass up to Danny Morton. Right side pass now. This is Twombly, and it's a long two. And Twombly now, her second bucket. She's got four, and it makes it 28-20. It should be 27-20, but they put it up as a three, although the official did call it a two, and now they make the correction. Here's Dean for three, hit the rim twice and fell off, tipped out of bounds, and last touch by Hiawatha. So now we're down to 43 seconds. Seven-point game, Redhawks in front. This was an 18-11 Hiawatha lead at the end of one. And right now it's 27-20 Redhawks, 40 seconds left here. They set it back up to Harriet Dean in the corner. Now Heinen gets a touch, nice ball fake. Tried to bounce one inside, might have been a kick, no call, and it turns out to be a turnover. That number's piling up. Here's Williams. Nice reversal up top to Morton. Now a right side pass to Kylie Nelson. She'll drive, takes it all the way. Missed the shot through contact. Harriet Dean the rebound. It's been a physical second quarter. 16 seconds left here for Jeff West. See if they play for the final shot. Harriet Dean in the paint. Lost it and drew the foul with 10 seconds to go. The free throw's coming up here for the Tigers. This is going to be their first opportunity at the line here in the game. And they get Twombly with her first foul, team foul number four. And at the line, Harriet Dean, the 5'7 sophomore. Right now, the Jeff West leading scorer with nine here in the half. On the year, 65%, her first free throw short. That was her 66th free throw attempt of the season. Tigers as a team hit it at 59%. 27-20, Jeff West trailing, one free throw still to come. For the sophomore, Harriet Dean. That one is good. She goes one for two, has 10 points, and now a whistle and a timeout for Stacy Jasper and the Redhawks. Or maybe? Might have been an inadvertent whistle, and the referee goes over to Coach Jasper, says, my bad, so no timeout called. I think they're going to add a little bit of time back on the clock, 10.4, so again, the official thought that Coach Jasper called a timeout. That was not the case. So 10.4 seconds remaining in the half. Hiawatha going the full length of the floor. Here is Michaela Williams into the front court. Nice move past Heinen. Good dump down to Morton. Shot blocked underneath. Schwinn gets it. 2 seconds to go. Gets it up the floor. Malone threw it up. And, oh, it was halfway down and out from just inside the three-point line. The Tigers nearly got one to end the half. But nonetheless, it's going to be a six-point game. Here at the break, now time for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Girls game here at Hiawatha at the half. The Redhawks leading Jeff West. It's 27-21. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, the division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs. and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word: discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Seth Tollefson, our studio producer, Paige, Leah, appreciate all their help all year long with the Hiawatha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. I'm Brandon Tabman here on KNZA. Final game of the regular season for both these teams, and our girls' contest at the half, Hiawatha leading Jeff West. It is 27-21. Paige, initial thoughts on what we saw here in the first half. Again, you look at Hiawatha. Jeff West scored the first basket of the game. Redhawks went on a 13-0 run after that, led the entire way. But Jeff West actually outscored the Redhawks 10-9 in that second quarter, got themselves right back in it. Right now, a six-point game.
I think they're kind of ready to go on a streak here. You know, they lost those games in a row. They've won these past two. It's a big combination for the Redhawks. They want to get into sub-state, and I think they're pretty confident on their side of the bracket. It's going to be a hard task with Silver Lake being in there, and I think they're needing to get the momentum before sub-state to feel confident enough to get to the higher round.
Well, we talked in the pregame about the two leading scorers for Hiawatha, the sophomore Kylie Nelson, the senior Aaliyah Contreras, and they are by far and away the two leading scorers for the Redhawks here in the first half. They have combined for 23 of the 27. Kylie's got 12, Aaliyah with 11. They combined to hit three threes in that first half. A lot of that damage was done in the first quarter, but again, you look at those two, they have led the charge all year on offense, and that is certainly the case here in the regular season finale tonight.
I'm pretty excited to see what the other players for Iowa can do as well. Kinsey Nelson has got some pretty good looks down in the post, but the main problem with that so far is Jeff West has just done an outstanding job of closing out the paint. And then for Jeff West, they've had a lot of good looks from two. They haven't had a crazy lot of shots from three, but they've had a mid-range jumpers that have looked good for the Tigers, and Hiawatha doesn't always fully know what to do. I mean, they're not in the post, they're not in the perimeter. They're just going to have to watch where all the players go. I wouldn't be surprised if they start going to man for a little bit, just trying to combat some of that.
Well, we mentioned Kylie Nelson with 12, Aaliyah Contreras with 11, two leading scorers for the Redhawks, and the other four coming off the hands of the junior, Claire Twombly. Hiawatha, 9 turnovers, they hit 3 threes. They had 13 team rebounds, and they were 4 of 8 at the line. Jeff West side, they were led by a sophomore, and Harriet Dean with 10 first-half points. They also got 5 from Kaylee Heinen, and then they got 2 points apiece from Emmy Dean, Megan Malone, and Colby Noel. Tigers had some problems with turnovers. They had 13 in the first half to go along with 14 rebounds. They hit 1-3, and they were 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Ondler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Girls halftime score, Redhawks 27, Tigers 21. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Ondler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
I'm Ryan Beffert, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank in Houlton. What we're truly known for is being an in-house lender. We have a suite of our own loan products that may fall outside of the traditional lending guidelines. Our most popular loan products, small she sheds or man caves for the backyard, barn dominiums, rental rehabs, and investment property flips. Reach out to us here at the Farmers State Bank and we'll guide you in the right direction.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Houlton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
As you heard it right there, halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College. A full house and a full crew on hand. Our girls score at the half here at Hiawatha. The Redhawks leading Jefferson West 27-21. Redhawks get the majority of their scoring from the combination of Kylie Nelson and Aaliyah Contreras. They combined for 23 of the 27. Jeff West getting 10 in the first half from Harriet Dean. Tigers got to cut down the turnovers. They had 13 in the first half. They are out rebounding the Redhawks 14-13. Both these teams have their sub-state quarterfinal matchup set for Thursday night. Both teams trying to gather momentum before the postseason play happens here in the next couple of days. Again, the Redhawks 27, Tigers 21, 60-second timeout, second half, coming your way next.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, Kansas.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game getting ready to start the second half alongside Paige Mueller, Leah Kessler here with the Hiawatha Channel, Seth Tollison, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman here on KNZA. Redhawks here at home, a 27-21 lead as we start the third quarter of action. We switch sides of the floor. Jeff West will have the opening possession of the third quarter, now going from right to left. Trailed by as many as 11 in the first half. It is down to 6, and here we go. Second half is underway here in the roundhouse, and they get a quick look from the right elbow, and it's buried by Harriet Dean, picking up where she left off in the first half. She now has 12, and the closest Jeff West has been since early in the first quarter. It's now 27-23. First opportunity now from left to right. Offensively here for the Redhawks, and that 2-3 zone, they stick with it. As they set up Twombly in the corner for three, and she knocks it down. So all 30 of the Hiawatha points from Kylie Nelson, Aaliyah Contreras, and Claire Twombly, who now has 7. Jeff West trying to answer quickly, and they do with Harriet Dean from the left wing. She knocks down her second 3. Both teams coming out firing. It's 30-26. Trying to answer again. This is Kylie Nelson, a little bit strong. Backside rebound by Contreras, and then immediately tied up by Dean. That should be a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Hiawatha.
Hiawatha throughout the season has kind of struggled with the offensive rebound, so good job by Aaliyah Contreras to get in there and get one.
Both these teams a little bit undersized compared to others in the league, and now a foul here on the perimeter. Callie Nelson was on the dribble, and Olivia Meyer got a little handsy. That's going to be her second foul. Jeff West fans did not approve, and that's the first foul of the third quarter. We have played exactly a minute on this third 8 minutes. They dump it down. Kinsey Nelson quickly quadruple teamed, and then she gets it back out to Kylie, who drives, floats, couldn't make the shot. Twombly up on a second chance, and she's fouled and will shoot two. So Claire Twombly off to a good start here in the second half. A second Jeff West foul of the quarter. This one on Harriet Dean. That's going to be her second. So here's Twombly, her first opportunity at the line tonight. She knocks that one down. Came in right at 50% and bumps up that number on that first make. She's got 8 points. Four here already in the third quarter, trying to add to it. And she does. Spins it in there. Nine for Claire Twombly, the lead to six at 32-26 Hiawatha, just north of a minute played in this third quarter here in Hiawatha tonight. And both these teams got sub-state quarterfinal games on Thursday night. The Tigers will travel to Atchison County. Redhawks are back here at home against West Franklin. 3-2 defense, lazy pass, it's taken away. Here's Kylie Nelson, coast to coast, missed the shot. Offensive rebound, stuck up and in by Addison Williams. So the first Redhawk to score, not named Kylie Nelson, Aaliyah Contreras, or Claire Twombly. Addison Williams on the board. It's now 34-26. Jeff West struggling again with the turnovers. Here's Meyer, tough shot in the paint, couldn't get it to go. And a rebound for Contreras. That is her sixth rebound of the game. Works it into the front court. Good man-to-man defense there by Meyer. Then they settle back into that zone defense. Nope, looks like they switch it up. They go man here. Heinen on a reach in there. Williams got away from it. Now Kenzie Nelson working left. Here's Kylie all the way. Took some body and will blow it dead before the shot. That third foul already in the quarter on Jeff West. And we have played just north of 2 minutes. Well, then that is Colby Noel's fourth foul. So she picked up her third about a minute into the second quarter. Did not play the entire way of that second quarter after that. And now just 2 minutes and 10 seconds into the second half, she has to come out with four fouls. That's a big loss for Jeff West. Nelson trying to chase it from going out of bounds, and that's Kylie who does so. Stops at the right elbow, kicks it back up top to Williams. Now Contreras, a deep three. That's an air ball. Out of bounds it goes back to the Tigers.
That doesn't happen too often for the senior, and probably feeling that one as Jeff West is going to get a new offensive possession. Kind of a standoff there for the Tigers. They're going to need a bucket to kind of get the momentum back.
34-26 Hiawatha. Redhawks still in that zone defense. As Mosier dumps one inside. No, she got it back. Had her shot blocked and a rebound for Claire Twombly. And it's knocked out of bounds at midcourt. Redhawks will keep the possession. This was a 7-point lead for Hiawatha after one. They led it by six at the half. And about 3 minutes into this third quarter, they currently lead it by eight. Working in the half court here, Addison Williams skipping it to Contreras, high right on the wing. Jeff West going man here early on in this second half. Contreras driving, and a blocking foul is called. And that is going to be the fourth foul against the Tigers here. So the rest of the way, Hiawatha is going to be in the bonus. They get Addison Schwinn with this one, her first. That is a storyline to keep an eye on here in quarter number three. The Redhawks have yet to be called for a foul in this second half. Trying to skip it to Contreras and not enough on the pass. The Redhawks turn it over. Jeff West into the front court. Harriet Dean, top of the key, shovels it underneath to Emmy Dean. Now Heinen in the corner, driving in, kicking out. Three on the way. It's good by Harriet Dean once again. And she has got three threes and 18 points, and it's 34-29. And now another aggressive drive and a foul called. Kylie Nelson back to the free throw line. Five fouls now on Jeff West in the quarter. And Schwinn just picks up her second. We still got 4:48 to go in this quarter. This will be the seventh and eighth attempt at the line tonight for the sophomore leading scorer, Kylie Nelson. Hit 3 of 6 in the first half, and she hits the first one here and has a team-high 13 points. 35-29 Redhawks. Second on the way. That one is good as well. 14 for Kylie Nelson. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. The lead for Hiawatha here at home, 36-29. Get it into the corner. This is Ashley Mosher. Has the dribble, finally using it. Does so three times. Skips it short corner right to Harriet Dean. Got under the bucket. Back to Mosher, and she is bumped and fouled by Kylie Nelson. First Red Hawk foul of the second half, and the second foul in the game on the sophomore, Kylie Nelson. Well, Jeff West will throw it in. Harriet Dean, the story for the Tigers. 18 points here tonight so far. They set her up in the corner, hesitates, fires a three, hits the front rim, no good. Rebound for Aaliyah Contreras. She wants to push the pace. Still has it all the way. Goes into the body of multiple Jeff West Tigers down low, and they do get the foul call here again. Jeff West fans not approving of the officiating here early on, and they get Emmy Dean with her first foul. That is the sixth foul. Contreras now at the line for two. Her first free throw is good. First point for Aaliyah Contreras here in the second half. She's got 12 in the game. Now 2 for 3 at the line tonight, and the lead is 37-29. And she got the second to go as well. 13 for Contreras. It's now 38-29. So the lead back to 9. Now Jeff West, they got it down to 4. That is as close as they have been since the beginning of the game. Now we see the Redhawks go man. So both teams played zone the entire first half, but now both teams have gone man here in the third quarter. Here's a drive from the left corner, up off the window, and it is good for Harriet Dean once again, who now has 20 points in the game. 38-31, she leads all scores. Here's Kylie driving, tripped down, and saved by Kenzie, and somehow Redhawks are able to keep that possession alive. Here's Kylie driving, shot up no good, partially blocked inside, and good hustle here for the Redhawks. This might be a travel, and it is. Claire Twombly diving to the floor to get that rebound, and then kept sliding a little bit, and that's usually going to be the call there. Second turnover of the half for Hiawatha, their 11th of the game. Redhawks lead is 7, 3.5 minutes to go in the third. They dump it inside to Schwinn, and she is quickly fouled before the shot. And this Redhawks foul on Addison Williams, her second, and the Redhawk team foul number 2 of the quarter. Redhawks 38, Jeff West 31. They get it into the corner. Here's a right corner 3. It is good. It's Emmy Dean this time, and she's got 5. And that has cut the lead to 4. Now Heinen comes away with a steal, and then she gets to the rack and draws a foul. So Heinen doing that one all by herself, a team lead of over 3 steals a game, and now the officials huddled up here at 3:15 to go in the quarter. Not sure if they're trying to figure out who the foul was on. Well, Heinen is set up at the free throw line to shoot a pair, but the officials near side corner, all 3 of them huddled up. Well, we've seen this all game. Just spurts by Jeff West to keep themselves in this game. 3:15 left in the quarter. The lead is down to 4. As close as they have been since the first minute of the game, and I think they're going to change the call. And they're going to say it's not on the shot, but it's going to be on the floor as Addison Williams picks up her third. Williams comes out, Contreras right back into the game. So a chance for Jeff West to get a little bit closer. Shot blocked inside by Twombly, and Contreras pulls down the rebound and then threw it up the floor to Kylie Nelson, and we've seen that a few times tonight, just trying to get up the floor in transition, and the pass sails out of bounds for another turnover.
Unfortunately for Hiawatha, they are getting good looks, but a lot of adrenaline, a lot of momentum, kind of throwing those passes a little bit too far.
Still a 4-point lead for the Redhawks. Jeff West, another opportunity here to get a little bit closer. Here's Emmy Dean up top, one dribble right. Now Heinen, contested 3, hits the front rim, fighting for the rebound. Mosher and Contreras, and it finds its way into the hands of Kenzie Nelson, who hasn't scored tonight but has 5 rebounds. 2:42 to go in the quarter. Here's Contreras, a 3, front rim no, and another rebound for Kenzie Nelson, and now she's going to be called for a travel. That is 5 third-quarter turnovers by the Redhawks. And we have been stuck on 38-34 for the last couple of minutes. And Contreras comes out on the substitution. And Danny Morton's back into the game. So another opportunity for Jeff West. Down by 4. Here's Emmy Dean, skips it back to Heinen. Left side on the wing, put it on the dribble once. Now a post touch for Schwinn. Heinen gets it on the wing, curls into the paint, kicks it back up top to Dean. Right side pass to Mosier, right back up top to Emmy Dean. Redhawks have gone back to a zone with Morton up top. 2:10 to go in the quarter. Drive by Mosier, kicking left. Harriet Dean, baseline drive. Tried to get it to the opposite side of the floor to Schwinn. Now a scrum for it in the right side corner. And a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to keep it here with Jeff West. At 2:02 to go in the third. The lead for the Redhawks down to 4. 38-34. So both teams have gone a little bit cold in this third quarter offensively. At least over the last 3 minutes. Here's a nice dive. Shot up no good, but a foul. Beautifully done. Inbounds play to get Addison Schwinn at the rim, and she'll go to the line to shoot 2. Fourth foul on Hiawatha. So the rest of the way, both teams in the bonus. And the foul on Twombly, her second. Here is the 5'10 junior, Addison Schwinn. First free throw, perfect. 53% at the line coming in. That's her first point tonight. And it's now a one-possession game at 38-35. Second, pure as well. First 2 points tonight for the 5'10 junior, and it's a two-point game, just like that, 38-36 Redhawks. Jeff West, they were down by 6 at halftime. They have trailed by as many as 11. Redhawks have led for basically 95% of the game to this point. Into the corner, Michaela Williams a 3. That is nothing but nylon. Just her 7th triple of the year, and that's a big shot for Hiawatha. The lead back to 5 at 41-36 at 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's a skip pass to Heinen. That's going to be a travel. And we talked about the turnovers being an issue in the first half for Jeff West. That was just the second third-quarter turnover, but a big one there. Momentum shifting back to the Redhawks just a touch. They lead it by 5 with under 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Williams into the front court. Now Kenzie Nelson at the free throw line. Kylie, nice ball fake, diving in. Drew the foul. It's going to be on Addison Schwinn, her 3rd. And more free throws coming up here for Kylie Nelson, the sophomore. This is going to be her 5th trip to the line. It's going to be attempts number 9 and 10 in the game from the stripe. The Redhawks leading score. First free throw good. She's made her last 4 at the line and has 15 points to lead Hiawatha in the game. 42-36 Redhawks. Minute 14 to go in the third. Takes one dribble, fires, and connects. 16 for Kylie Nelson. 43-36, Hiawatha. Build that lead up just a touch after Jeff West had just gotten it down to a one-possession game. Here's a touch for Schwinn on the block. Turning, having to kick it back out to Emmy Dean for 3. Hits off the heel, and chasing it down is Kylie Nelson. And now she is triple-teamed and is able to spin through it and get it off to Twombly, who launches it up the floor to Williams in the right corner. Here's Kenzie Nelson up top. Now Twombly hesitates, left the 3 short. And a rebound for Jeff West and Emmy Dean. 42 seconds left in the quarter. 43-36, Hiawatha. Here's Olivia Meyer in the corner. Might be a travel. No, they call a jump ball. And the possession arrow gives it back to the Redhawks, so the Tigers turn it over.
That was a good turnover caused by Danny Morton, the senior. She got in there, caused a jump ball, and it's possession arrow Redhawks.
Well, the Redhawks have a nice little small run here. And now let's see if they play for the final shot. 30 seconds and counting in the quarter. They lead at 43-36. Here's Twombly up top between the rings. One dribble left. Gets it off to Morton on the wing. Gets a Twombly screen. Now passes it to Williams. Nice little move. Gets to the rack. Shot blocked by Schwinn. Schwinn got the rebound and then was able to get it out to Emmy Dean. Now Jeff West lost it at midcourt. And a turnover by the Tigers. Now Kenzie trying to fight through a couple defenders. She lost it. And a turnover for the Redhawks. Just 3 seconds left into the front court. Shot short. And fighting for the rebound is Twombly. And that takes us to the end of a rampant final stretch here of the third quarter. The Redhawks have led pretty much the entire way, and they go to the fourth quarter with a lead as well. Our girls score after three. Redhawks 43, Jefferson West 36. Fourth quarter action after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy. 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game going to the fourth quarter. Hiawatha leading Jefferson West 43-36. As the fourth quarter now underway, Redhawks come out in the 3-2 zone. Right to left, Jeff West working here in the second half on offense. Here's Heinen. Touch, holding a right hip on the left wing. Gets it into the corner with Megan Malone. Gives it back up top to Harriet Dean. Now a three from the right corner. Hits off the heel. Fighting for the rebound inside. Picked up by Aaliyah Contreras, who's a couple rebounds away from a double-double. Kylie Nelson got it inside. Missed the layup and a rebound for Jeff West. Here's Heinen into the front court. Numbers for the Redhawks. And now Heinen hits the floor. Fans wanted a foul, but it was picked up by Jeff West and Megan Malone. And after Malone got that one up, off the ground, a timeout was called by the Tigers and head coach Justin Schwinn, and that's going to be a 30, I believe. So we'll keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 35 seconds into the fourth quarter, Redhawks, this 43-36 lead. Every time we have felt like the Redhawks were going to maybe pull away a little bit, Tigers have found a spurt to keep themselves in it, and it's really been Harriet Dean, the sophomore, keeping them in it, Paige, because she has 20 of their 36.
I'd have to say that both Emmy Dean and Harriet Dean for the Tigers have been very active in the backcourt. They have had their hands in the faces of all the Hiawatha players going after balls, but also Addison Swin has been down there. She's getting her hands in the way with Kobe Noel being on the bench for most of this game due to foul trouble. She is out there now, but good job for the Tigers for having girls step up and play that much-needed defense.
So out of the 30-second timeout, Tigers underneath with the possession. Heinen got it, knocked away, and a steal by Contreras. Just simply took it away. Contreras coast to coast, too easy. Layup good. 15 for Aaliyah Contreras. And I'm sure that's not what Justin Schwinn wanted out of the timeout. 45-36, Hiawatha by 9. Tigers desperately need a bucket. 7 minutes to go in the game. They go inside to Noel. Shot up, no good. Through contact. Able to get her own rebound and keep the possession alive. And now a shot, no good. And this foul's going to be on the floor against the Redhawks. And this one on Kenzie Nelson, her third. First team foul on either side. 1:01 into the fourth.
This game, especially in the third quarter, had a sense of scrappiness to it. There was a lot more fouls and a lot more action, especially on the defensive side with that offensive hiatus. Here's another steal for the Redhawks.
Well, Redhawks get it into the front court after the missed opportunity there by the Tigers. Redhawks now leading by 9, 6:42 to go in the game. That was Kylie who had it knocked away in the paint, and that one is picked up by Colby Noel. Now, this has certainly been a physical game. Moans and groans by both fan bases throughout. Here's a nice entry pass, shot short by Mosier, trying to get her own rebound off the miss, and this should be a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Hiawatha. Emmy Dean back into the game for Jeff West, replacing Ashley Mosier. Again, the Redhawks a 9-point lead. Heinen just picked that one off, but missed the shot. And a rebound for Addison Williams. Boy, that was near disaster for the Redhawks. Kenzie Nelson back up top to Williams. They settle in 5-on-5 in the front court. Coming up on 2 minutes in to this fourth quarter. It's a 9-point lead right now for Hiawatha at 45-36. Trying to get their 11th win of the season going into Substate on Thursday night. No shot clock. 9-point lead. Advantage Redhawks. Now under 6 minutes to go. Spinning through. Kenzie Nelson, a touch left elbow. Kicks it back up top here to Williams. Puts it on the dribble left wing. Backing up behind the perimeter. Now works it back top of the key. And an awkward possession. Stacey Jasper's seen it up there, and she'll call a timeout. 30-second variety. We'll keep it right here. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Well, again, 5:43 to go in the game. A 9-point Redhawks lead. Kylie Nelson with 16. Aaliyah Contreras with 15. Jeff West has 20 points from Harriet Dean to lead all scores.
For Hiawatha, I'm still kind of surprised. We haven't seen a lot of diversity in scoring. I mean, it's been the Kylie Nelson, Aaliyah Contreras, and Claire Twombly has pitched in quite a few for the Redhawks. But Addison Williams had a quiet night. Kenzie Nelson's had a quiet night, at least on the scoring. Boards are a whole different story for those two. But I think Stacey Jasper wants the seniors to get more buckets, but it wouldn't hurt for some other players to maybe catch the Tigers off guard and think they're kind of starting to fall into rhythm, knowing who to guard, knowing who to come out on the perimeter and guard. And they're doing a much better job at breaking up passes like you saw down in the post for Jeff West.
They set up a play. There's a lot of contact, and a blocking foul is going to be called. Again, to the chagrin of Jeff West fans, they get Megan Malone on the blocking foul as Kylie Nelson was set up on a drive from the top of the key on the inbounds play. Malone picks up her first. Tigers' first team foul the fourth quarter. Unofficially, Paige, Hiawatha now rebounding the Tigers here in the second half, 15-5.
That's not something that really happens a lot for Hiawatha either. As you said earlier, kind of short in stature for both teams. But good for the Redhawks for hitting the boards much better tonight than they have been this season.
Well, they set up Kylie Nelson, a straightaway three. It was on target but too strong. And now a foul on Claire Twombly on the rebound attempt. That's going to be her second. And the Redhawks' second foul of the fourth quarter. So the Tigers get it back down 9 at 45-36 with 5:19 to go. Heinen from right to left into the front court. Stops up top. Left side pass, Emmy Dean. Right back to Heinen. Right side on the wing. Into the quarter. This is Harriet Dean. Back up top to Heinen. Bouncing it to Emmy's way. Left side. Here's a touch, Noel. Quickly triple team. Trying to force a pass through that contact and is able to get it back into the corner with Harriet Dean, who drives and drew the foul inside. She'll shoot two. So Harriet Dean trying to add to this. This is just the third attempt at the line. Attempts number 5 and 6, I should say. But third opportunity total at the line, and the Redhawks foul. That's on Kenzie Nelson, her fourth. First free throw short. Well, the Jeff West Tigers have not had a ton of opportunities, and at this point in the game, they got to be able to knock down some free throws in the final 4:56 when they get these opportunities. Kenzie Nelson has to come out with the four fouls. Addison Williams in for her, trying to go 1 for 2 is Harriet Dean, and she is able to knock down the second free throw. She's got a game-high 21 points, but her team trails by 8, 45-37, at under 5 minutes to go in the game. There's Kylie Nelson into the front court. Now Williams back up top, right side Contreras. Still the Redhawks certainly wanting to slow down the pace here with the lead in the fourth quarter, but Contreras, no hesitation, misfired on a right wing three. Twombly, right place, right time for the rebound. Rebounding in this second half has been crucial. Twombly still has it. Finally dumps it into the corner with Kylie Nelson. Back up top, Contreras. Now the clock in favor of the Redhawks. And they are just dumping down the perimeter passing. Corner three by Twombly is good. Her second triple tonight. That one from the left corner. She's got 12 and a monster shot. It's 48-37, tying the largest lead of the game for the Redhawks here. Here's Noel inside. Shot up no good, but a foul. Exactly 4 minutes to play in the game. And two big free throws coming up here for the junior, Colby Noel. They get Kylie Nelson with her third and Redhawks team foul number 4. So the rest of the way, Jeff West will be in the bonus. And Noel has not played much tonight. She has been saddled with foul trouble. She has 4. She knocks down the first free throw here, has 3 points, and the lead is 10. 40% at the line on the season. For second, that one too strong. Rebound for the Redhawks and Kylie Nelson. 48-38, Redhawks here at home. We are just past the halfway point of this fourth and final quarter. Tigers switch to man defense here. Rightfully so in the scenario that they're in. Noel chasing down Twombly, who has it in the far side corner. Now Danny Morton a touch. Hands it back to Williams up near midcourt. That's going to be an offensive foul on Williams. There was a little extension of the arm being defended by Harriet Dean. And again, that foul on Addison Williams. That is her fourth. Team foul number five. No free throws. Player control foul. Tigers get it back, but they're down 10. 3:34 to go. Here is Emmy Dean into the front court. Bouncing it left side on the wing to Heinen. Right back, right side to Emmy Dean. Now into the corner it goes. Addison Schwinn. Heinen again. Noel a touch. Right side Dean. That is Emmy. Now Heinen. Ball fakes. Driving. Kicking left into the corner. Three by Harriet Dean. Hits off the top of the backboard. But somehow into the hands of Addison Schwinn for an offensive rebound. Driving. Harriet Dean. Shot up no good. A blocking foul is called on Claire Twombly, and that is her fourth. So Twombly, Williams, and Kenzie Nelson all with four fouls apiece for the Redhawks. This is going to put Harriet Dean at the line. Stops the clock at 3:07. 10-point lead for the Redhawks. First free throw is good. 22 points, a game high for the sophomore Harriet Dean. Makes it a 9-point game at 48-39. Noel comes out. Again, she has four fouls. Megan Malone checks in for her. See how long head coach Justin Schwinn keeps her on the bench. Dean trying to go 2 for 2. And she does. 23 in the game for Harriet Dean, and the lead for Hiawatha is down to 8. 48-40 with now 3 minutes to go in the game. Here's Danny Morton, Michaela Williams on a curl, tried to wrap a pass around inside to Twombly underneath, but deflected out of bounds. Jeff West saying they didn't touch it, but the official says otherwise. Here is the freshman, Michaela Williams, appearing in her 17th game of the year. So it's played in all but two for the Redhawks. Now officially under 3 minutes to go in the game. Redhawks by 8. Contreras trying to add a deep three. Couldn't get it to go. Into the hands of Michaela Williams. An offensive rebound. She lost it. And Williams diving on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. And the Tigers get it on the arrow. We'll see Addison Williams and also Kinsey Nelson both back in and both with four fouls. 2:45 to go. This is a crucial possession here for Jeff West. They are down 8. Here's Emmy Dean into the front court. The freshman guard. 3-2 zone again here for Hiawatha. They go inside. A post touch. Working. Left side pass. Emmy Dean. Shot blocked in the corner. And a rebound to Kenzie Nelson. 7 rebounds for Kenzie Nelson in tonight's game. And now the Redhawks at 2:23 to go. With the basketball still leading by 8. Here's Danny Morton up top. Addison Williams, right side on the wing. Contreras off a down screen, gets it up top. Holding at the hip, puts it on the dribble twice, now 3 times and 4. Hands it off to Williams, high right on the wing. 2 minutes to go in the game. Here's Kylie Nelson, had it knocked away, and a steal by Heinen. 2-on-1 break. Heinen going all the way herself, and she's bottled up to the floor, and a foul's going to be called, which is going to put her at the line at 1:55 to go, and Jeff West trailing by 8. Who did they get that foul on? It was on Contreras, and that is just her first. Big free throws coming up here for Kaylee Heinen, and this is a girl that Jeff West wants to have on the line. Announcer Jinx comes into play right there, Paige.
I don't blame you for that one.
90% she is at the line coming into the game. She had hit 37 of 41 free throws this season. But right as I say that, she misses her first, but is able to cash the second. It's been a quiet night for Heinen with 6 and a timeout on the floor.
That is a very impressive free throw stat, though.
90%. That's no joke.
Yeah.
We got ourselves a full timeout, so we'll follow suit. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. Red Hawk girls leading by 7. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game here at Hiawatha coming down the wire. A buck 55 to go in this game. Jeff West trailing the Redhawks 48-41. Seth Tollefson, studio producer, Paige, Leah, both helping out with the Hiawatha channel. I'm Braden Tamman here on KNZA. Well, the Redhawks have led basically since about a minute into the game. Multiple times, Jeff West, they have cut the lead down to 4. Again, on multiple occasions here in the second half, but they have yet to find a lead since they scored the first bucket of the game. Out of the timeout, Contreras for Hiawatha into the front court. Kylie Nelson on a baseline drive. She is bumped and fouled. It is just the second team foul against Jeff West here in the quarter. This one on Megan Malone. That is her second. Down to a minute 48. Obviously, the Redhawks don't need to really force anything. Leading by 7. Tigers certainly ramping up the defensive pressure here. Addison Williams with it. Getting handsy is Megan Malone, and there's the whistle and the foul. Malone will pick up quickly her third in team foul number 3. Down to a minute 38. Olivia Meyer's going to check back in, replacing Emmy Dean. 48-41, Hiawatha. Minute 38 left in the game. Contreras near sideline to throw it in. Left side of her own bench near midcourt. Dumps it into the backcourt with Addison Williams, who has casual pace into the front court as Jeff West has gone man-to-man here. Williams picks up the dribble. Contreras going to get it. Gets a nice Williams screen on the left wing. Gets it over here right side to Kylie Nelson. Dribbling through traffic. That pass deflected beyond midcourt. Chasing it down is Williams. Back to Contreras. Down to a minute 15. Now Contreras hounded by Harriet Dean, who's going to pick up her third foul. Now we're down to a minute 13. That's the last foul to give for Jeff West. So the next one puts Hiawatha at the line. Still a 7-point game. 48-41. There's the quick foul. On the inbounds pass, Megan Malone quickly picks up her fourth. And Kylie Nelson's going to shoot 2. A minute 12 left in the game. Redhawks shooting free throws, leading by 7. And Hiawatha back here Thursday night to open up postseason play against West Franklin. Jeff West will be on the road at ACCHS. Nelson makes the first free throw and has 17 in the game. Lead back to 8 at 49-41. Second free throw is good. Got the kind touch over the front rim. She is 6-for-6 at the line in the second half and has a team-high 18 points. Redhawks now on the defensive end. Now with just a minute to go, Jeff West on a 3. A foul is called. That's going to go against Kylie Nelson, her 4th. And 3 free throws come here for Jeff West and Harriet Dean. That's the last thing you needed to do if you were Hiawatha. Is foul on a 3-point shot. That is the 4th player now for Hiawatha with 4 fouls. See if Harriet Dean can make them pay for that. First free throw, no good. Left it a little bit strong off the heel. Logan Dean has almost single-handedly kept Jeff West in this game. She has got 23 of the 41. Just a sophomore. The second of 3, no good as well. Left it short. These are big missed opportunities for the Tigers here late, down 50-41. Twombly back into the game. A little offense for defense. That substitution for head coach Stacy Jasper. The third and final is no good. She missed all three, and a rebound for Hiawatha. Under a minute to go in the game. The lead is 9, and there's the foul right at midcourt. It's either going to be Heinen or Emmy Dean. And they get Emmy Dean with her second, and Contreras going to shoot 2. And time certainly running out now for Jeff West here on the road. Down by 9. Now just 56 seconds left. Contreras, 15 points tonight, just 4 in the second half. First free throw, no good. Hiawatha trying to close out a third consecutive win as they beat Sabetha last week and then Riverside as well. The second free throw by Contreras is good. She's got 16. The lead is 10 with 51 seconds and counting, and now a whistle and a foul on the perimeter as Heinen worked into the front court, so that didn't take a ton of time off the clock. Danny Morton picks up the foul, her first, and that's going to put Kaylee Heinen at the line to shoot 2. And Addison Williams coming off a little banged up here as the freshman Michaela Williams checks in for. Also, Olivia Meyer back in for Jeff West. Noel takes a seat. Well, the Tigers need these. They're down 10, just 51 seconds remaining in the game. Hiawatha trying to sweep the two-game regular season series with the Tigers. Heinen able to knock down the first free throw. She's been quiet tonight, the leading scorer for Jeff West. That was her 7th point. And her second free throw is no good. A rebound for Claire Twombly. And we're down to 47 seconds. There's the quick foul. They get Heinen with this one, her 2nd. And at the free throw line is going to be Michaela Williams, who has not shot a lot of free throws this year, just 4 for 6. 3 points tonight. First free throw, a little bit short. 47 seconds left. It's a 9-point Redhawks lead. Noel back into the game. Olivia Meyer out. Fans starting to pile in, of course. The boys' game coming up here. Senior night here for the Redhawks. Second free throw, no good. She missed them both. And a rebound for Addison Schwinn and Jeff West. Now Contreras nearly came away with a steal. Noel gets a block touch. Quickly triple teamed. Right side shot by Emmy Dean is good. It's a 2. 51-44, 32 seconds left, and Williams is fouled again as Heinen picks up her 3rd. So now 32 seconds to go, a 7-point lead for the Redhawks. And after Williams just missed 2 in a row, she's going right back to the line to shoot 2 more. First free throw is good this time by Michaela Williams. Paige, we got someone in the game, not in the book. Who do we got? Number 12.
That is number 12. Her name is Janet Capero. She is a senior.
Okay.
It's her first varsity game.
Okay. Second free throw, no good. A rebound for Addison Schwinn. 52-44 Redhawks. We're under 30 seconds to go. Good defense by Morton to deflect that pass out of bounds.
So right now, all three seniors are in for Hiawatha. Morton, the one with the deflection. Contreras, the other, having superb night tonight. And then Caparos, the third.
Well, Jeff West running out of time. Just 25 seconds left. They got to force something up quickly. They get it inside to Noel. Tough shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound backside. Multiple bodies hit the floor. It's going to be a tie-up. But just 16 seconds left, and the Redhawks get it back. And that, for sure, probably is going to wrap this game up as they lead it by 8. We'll see if Jeff West fouls. It looks like head coach Justin Schwinn is calling off the dogs here. That's going to allow the Redhawks to run this thing out. Well, the Tigers multiple times here in the second half got it to within 4, but could not get any closer than that. After Jeff West scored the first bucket of the game, as Laura Lears, we'll see a couple Tigers in. Redhawks, beg your pardon. And Laura Lears just checking in. Stacey Jasper getting a couple bench bodies in there to run this thing out. It is going to be the 3rd consecutive win for the Redhawks. He certainly got some juice going into that sub-state quarterfinal Thursday night, right back here at home against West Franklin. The final few ticks are going to run off the clock, and essentially a wire-to-wire win for Hiawatha. 52-44, they defeat Jeff West and sweep the regular season series. Hiawatha, they go to 11-8, and Jeff West, they fall to 7-12. Our postgame show next. It is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Girls, take this one. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lindquist.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
An IRA is an investment in your future. The time to prepare for your retirement is now. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. The key to building a substantial retirement income from an IRA is starting early. When you save long-term, your money will grow with the interest earned over time. Opening an IRA 1 year earlier can make a huge difference. Come visit Citizens Trust Department and see Eric or Lori to get started with your IRA today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
Fire on Jeff West, and they beat the Tigers 52-44, going to 11-8 on the season. They'll ride a three-game win streak into their sub-state quarterfinal on Thursday night against West Franklin. Tigers, they are now 3-4 over their last seven games. They have now lost back-to-back tilts. Tigers go to Atchison County on Thursday night to open up the postseason. Their record now stands at 7-12. Alongside Paige Mueller, Leah Kessler here for the Hiawatha Channel. Seth Tollefson, our studio producer. Brandon Tabman here on KNZA. Well, Paige, again, as you look at this one and how it diced up, Redhawks again. I think the first quarter put a little stamp on it, let the Tigers know that they were ready to play tonight. Tigers scored the first points of the game, and then Redhawks rattled 13 points in a row, went on a nice run, and give credit to Jeff West, as it looked like in the first half, maybe the Redhawks were going to build something big. Tigers fought back, a six-point game at the half. It was a seven-point game going into the fourth quarter. Really, since Jeff West, after they led 2-0, did not lead at any point the rest of the game. They got it back to within four a couple occasions in that fourth quarter. But again, Hiawatha able to hold on. Dominant nights for Kylie Nelson, Aaliyah Contreras. Of course, Aaliyah, one of the few seniors on this Redhawks roster. And they got a little bit of juice going into that first-round game on Thursday night.
I want to start out with Jeff West definitely held Hiawatha. They did not. They had a bunch of threes, but they did not shoot what they usually shoot from behind the arc. They had to rely on more two-point jumpers, and they had to hit their free throws. And that's kind of what made the difference in this game was Hiawatha shot a lot of free throws, and they shot them well. For Hiawatha, did a very good job of rebounding the ball. That was key for the Redhawks tonight. a lot of times you get out-rebounded, and that brings it down to close matches, especially later in the game. So for Hiawatha going against a team you don't see very often in Rice Franklin, they're going to have to be pursuit of every single ball on the ground, offensive, defensive. They're going to have to do what they did tonight.
Well, as we mentioned, Jeff West going to Atchison County on Thursday for their Sum State quarterfinal. Again, the run that the Redhawks had in that first quarter really puts kind of a stamp on it early, but the Tigers continued to fight. They never let it slip away, and they had opportunities multiple times in that second half to eventually come back, potentially take a lead, but could not do so. As Hiawatha was able to build on that six-point halftime lead, they led it by seven going into the fourth at 43-36, and it was a 9-7 advantage for the Redhawks in the final quarter to win it again, 52-44. Again, the postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Let's go through some of the numbers in this game. Three in double figures for Hiawatha. They were led by Kylie Nelson, their leading scorer all year, and she led them tonight with 18 points. And you mentioned free throw shooting. She was 9 of 12 at the line tonight, including 6 for 6 in the second half. Aaliyah Contreras, the senior, a near double-double for her. She had 16 points and 9 rebounds. And also a near double-double for Claire Twombly, as she finished with 12 points and 9 rebounds as well. Outside of that, scoring-wise, Michaela Williams with 4 and Addison Williams with 2. Kenzie Nelson did not score, but she did collect 8 rebounds in the game. Redhawks, we mentioned at one point in the second half, they were dominating the rebounds in the second half. They ultimately out-rebound the Tigers tonight 34-23. Jeff West really stayed in the game thanks to the back of sophomore guard Harriet Dean. She had 23 points. They also got 7 apiece from Emmy Dean and Kaylee Heinen. They got 3 points as well from Colby Noel, but she was saddled with foul trouble all game. They got 2 points, 6 rebounds from Addison Schwinn, and also 2 points as well from Megan Malone. Jeff West had 20 turnovers. They hit 4 threes in the game. And as a team, 9-17 at the line. Other stats for the Redhawks, they had 19 turnovers. Mentioned the 34 rebounds. They hit 6 threes, and they were 16 of 24 at the line. Of course, our stats brought to you by the Optimize Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Paige, I will relay this one to you. How about a player of the game?
I'm going to give it to Aaliyah Contreras.
The senior?
Yes.
Is it strictly because of it being senior night?
Not just because.
Okay.
She played her heart out, and she played better tonight than she has the past couple of games. You know, she really showed her preface of the out-rebound. She only averages about 3 rebounds per game, and she definitely overachieved that tonight, nearly got a double-double. And I think that shows a lot of growth on her end, stepping up and making plays happen, not just for her, for other people as well.
So Aaliyah Contreras, our player to bank on. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company right here in Hiawatha. So again, it is senior night here in Hiawatha. All the seniors being recognized here as we are in between games now. But a good start here tonight for the Redhawks at home as the girls' final, Hiawatha 52 and Jefferson West 44. All right, Seth Tollison going to take it away for just a little bit. They're going to clear the floor, get the boys out on the court here to get them all set up and ready for game number 2 of our doubleheader. The Hiawatha boys coming in with a record of 7-11. Jeff West comes in with a record of 6-12. We step aside back to the studios in between games, and the boys' game right around the corner. It's Hiawatha, Jeff West. Game 2 after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.